to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast, where we discuss all things money because whether or not we like it, money matters. I'm your host, Maya Fisher-French, and today it is all about tax. And that is because SARS has announced the opening of tax season, which will be on the 15th of July. Now, for some people, this is great news, as they may be expecting a rebate. But for others, it may just mean a lot of paperwork and the prospect of possibly paying in some tax. So to help us unpack the complexity of filing tax returns and to make sure we get the most out of any tax breaks that we are allowed, I'm going to be joined by tax expert André Botma. And also welcome to Pu Bolin, Govinda, Acting Head of Old Mutual Rewards. And Pu Bolin, you are going to be explaining how Old Mutual Reward members can benefit from their TaxTim partnership. And I must say, actually, that I find TaxTim an amazingly simplified, it really simplifies the process of tax returns. So hopefully you're going to be telling us a little bit more about that today.
Certainly we will, Maya.
Right, André, let's start with you. And welcome back, because I don't know if my listeners remember, but we have had you on before regarding tax. And I want to start with the question around who should be filing a tax return and why should they make sure it is filed on time?
Yeah, I mean, the individual tax season is obviously starting the 15th of July, as you said, and most individuals who earn above the tax threshold, about 97,000, should file a return, even if they don't have to. Maybe they've gotten an auto assessment or they aren't required by SARS to file. I always say it's better to file your return because then you know it's there, it's done. And SARS cannot penalize you or issue admin penalties for a return that you actually submitted. And so it does provide quite a bit of peace of mind. So anybody who earned above the tax threshold, I would say, should file a tax return.
So let's just go back. You know, we mentioned the start of the tax season starting on the 15th of July. What is the deadline? When do we have to file our taxes by? And what penalties will happen if we don't?
Yeah, so there's the October deadline, that would be for non-provisional taxpayers. And to simplify that, that is for anybody who's in normal employment who doesn't necessarily earn extra income from different sources, like maybe there's commission or contracting income. For everybody else, though, who's provisional taxpayers, they need to file by the end of January 2025. In terms of admin penalties, if you don't submit your return after the October or before the October deadline, SARS can penalize you about 250 rand a month, and it can go upwards to 2,000 rand a month if you miss those deadlines. So
okay, yeah. So it's really worth sorting your tax out, getting the tax return in, because you just, why give SARS any more money than you're going to be giving them anyway?
Exactly.
Okay, you mentioned auto-assessment, and I think people are starting to understand the term has been around for a few years, but maybe you can explain to us what is auto-assessment and what should people do if they get an SMS saying that they have an auto-assessment? Just unpack it for us.
Yeah, so auto-assessments have been around, I think, about 4 years now, and SARS have always had the ability to gather third-party data from employers, from medical aids, from banks, and also from investment companies so that you can file your return easier. So auto-assessments were implemented as a way to automate the compliance so that everybody or a lot of people who just get those basics, the RP5, medical aid, and RA, so they can be automatically compliant. And so that's what the system is designed for. It's unfortunately not designed for people who earn other income, rental income, sold their property. And essentially, you get the auto assessment, the SMS, you can accept it. Now, it's automatically accepted. Or if you don't agree with the auto assessment, then you can file changes later on from the 15th of July. The downside is that SARS also, if it shows a refund, SARS will pay out the refund. So please don't eat your refund if you need to make changes to your return.
This is important because people just say, oh, well, SARS didn't know about that other little income that I have. So I'm just going to pretend it didn't happen. And they accept the auto-assessment. And you're going to be in trouble because if they find out about that extra income and you've eaten the tax refund, as you put it, it's going to be a problem. Or if you want to go in and legitimately put in that additional income, or you know, say, actually, you got my tax return wrong, you may have to have pay the refund back. That would be hurt. That would hurt.
Exactly. But also, you know, you do make a great point, is who is actually going to go and correct SARS? And it's almost easier, or it feels almost easier to just accept it and let it, okay. Let's do it next year. Same thing. But I think there is value in double checking the auto assessment, running it by a tax practitioner, or just, you know, have somebody check it out for you, make sure that it's correct. So.
And I think they may have missed something, some of your deductions. Yeah. They may have missed an RA you have, or those sorts of things.
Yeah, specifically the ones that do come up is when you've sold a property. That's something that SARS can't pick up. Property, if you started renting out a property, donations to public benefit organizations. So there's a number of things that the auto assessments don't pick up.
What I would like to pick up a little bit with this auto assessment and refund this season are the scams. Now, Pibalin, I'm sure you've had those SMSs or those emails that, you know, from SARS, and I put that in inverted commas.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's, you know, SARS and tax filing is trending topics. So, you know, you get those emails, those SMSs, you know, with a sense of urgency telling you that, you know, it's something from SARS. You need to complete your bank details or your personal details. So please pay attention to those emails or those SMSs, in particular if it's, you know, trying to get you to do something with a sense of urgency and quickly. And please be very hesitant about sharing your banking details.
I've got to a point where I will not click on any link in an email or an SMS. The best rule that I can give anyone is if SARS is saying you've got a refund, if SARS says you owe them money, if SARS says anything, go onto e-filing and do it there. Just do not react or push any buttons on that SMS or email.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what I do for emails is you can easily see what's a SARS email and what's something from not SARS. So SARS is gov.za, and it's usually no reply at SARS.gov.za, and that's the only one. And also, they don't put extra details in emails. They might refer to the tax number, and when you get an SMS from SARS, a part of your tax number will be shown, and the rest will be starred out. And so you can differentiate between an actual SMS from SARS and one that is advising.
And it usually refers you to e-filing. It says you have received a correspondence, go to e-filings. I think that's just something I wanted to highlight as well now. But maybe getting back to tax returns, Andre, what are the more common mistakes people make that you come across when filing their tax returns?
I think the number one mistake that I pick up is people often don't file for when they've earned extra income. And a big switch or a difficulty for a lot of people is if they make the switch from normal employment to earning different incomes from different places, whether it's commission or contracting income, because it's difficult to manage that yourself. And also you don't know, like if you've sold a property, unless you know about capital gains tax, it's easy to not declare that. So, so omissions from returns is something that happens most often than not. The nice thing is the third party data system that SARS have, it's brilliant. So RP5, Medicaid, RA, that's automatically there. But it's the missing details like logbooks. Logbooks is a big one on travel claiming from travel allowance. And I also remember people made the weirdest mistakes trying to claim home office expenses when it was COVID. You know,
that's what you and I spoke about. Podcast,
and that's a major. So making easy mistakes and just not, you know, using a tax practitioner, using a system that allows you to file easier. Mm-hmm. But that omission of on returns or not declaring extra income, that's most common.
I think this brings me actually very neatly to the whole story around tax, Tim. Because, you know, I suppose the question is, when do you DIY and when do you get an expert like Andre to help you? But somewhere in the middle of this, I think, is tax, Tim. So maybe, Pibalin, you want to explain tax, Tim, and the partnership between Old Mutual Rewards and tax, Tim.
Yes, perfect. Yeah, so Old Mutual has partnered with Taxtim so that we can make it easy and accessible for our members to access a digital tax assistant that actually helps you to file your tax returns. So Mutual Rewards members get a substantial discount if they use the TaxStim service, which makes a professional tax assistance available at an affordable level, and it's accessible to actually anybody.
So why has Old Mutual Rewards chosen this specific one? Why TaxStim? Why tax smoothies or coffees or something?
So I think Andre's touched on, you know, sometimes the complexity or the challenges of actually filing tax returns. So we actually want to reduce that complexity and that stress to actually get you to file your tax returns accurately and on time, so that you can avoid those nasty penalties that Andre has touched on. And hopefully, you know, you might be able to get something back as well. And, you know, it fits in with Old Mutual's philosophy of being committed to help you to make good financial decisions so that you can improve your financial wellness. And, you know, we want to reward you on that journey.
Okay, so how do I become a member of the Old Mutual Rewards? How do I get my TaxStim discounted? And what discount can I get on my TaxStim now?
It's actually quite easy. So actually anybody can join Old Mutual Rewards. It's completely free. So as long as you're over 18, you can sign up on the Old Mutual Rewards website or on the My Old Mutual app. And you can get to earn Old Mutual Rewards points and enjoy discounted benefits with some of our providers like TaxStim. So our Tier 1 members get a 30% discount on using the TaxStim service. Our Tier 2 members get a 37.5% discount. And our Tier 3 to Tier 5 members get a 100% discount. So they get to use the service actually completely free.
And what does it normally cost? Like what would it cost to...
Yeah, so there's various packages available on the TaxStim platform, ranging from 299 Rand for the light package, which is, you know, if you've just got a basic tax return to submit without much deductions. And then they've got on the top end an ultra package that's over 700 Rand. You know, it's more if you've got a very comprehensive tax return to submit, probably more aimed at sole proprietors or commission earners, or if you've got other sources of income like rental income or foreign income.
And Andre, what do you make of TaxStim, and where do you think that, you know, tools like TaxStim ticks the box, or where do you think somebody needs to start reaching out to get some more tax advice?
Yeah, I mean that's a great question. I've always liked what TaxStim does, because I find that a lot of us tax practitioners, we can overcomplicate things, and you know most people do have simpler returns, but would prefer a helping hand in getting it submitted. So an online platform like TaxStim is fantastic. I refer to if you go from a Nissan Fortuner Champ, which you can service yourself or through TaxStim, but then you get a Volvo or you decide to get yourself a new car, and then now this all bells and whistles. All things break. You have an objection of SARS. There's an appeal. Or you've sold a property and it's a complex calculation because there's four owners to the property, or there's some complexity. That is where I feel like you need the personal, you know, you need the personal touch with a tax practitioner. And another one is tax planning and tax advice for the future. That is something that I also think is a space where people can reach out to tax practitioners.
I think it is an interesting space, this, and I don't know about you, Pubalin, but I sometimes think that, you know, there's a comfort, isn't it, sometimes in having, so you've got something like TaxStim, but, you know, some people panic, and then I think it's a comfort level. Some people just want their tax advisor. I always hear people like, I need to speak to my tax advisor, you know, Do you agree?
Well, exactly, you know, and sometimes there's a lot of inertia where there's scary rules or regulations that you think you need to know about to complete your tax returns. But I think the good thing about a digital tax service or using a tax practitioner is that they can take you through that. And like, so the TaxStim digital service takes you step by step through the process and helps you understand it in an easier format.
I wonder if that's not a good starting point. Just try it, see how you go, and, you know, and take it from there and get a little bit of courage perhaps from the system and putting it in the inputs and not freaking out. I don't know what it is about SARS, but it terrifies us that we're going to put something in wrong and we're going to go to jail or something. I don't know what we think they're going to do to us. But Andre, what I wanted to end off with, actually, and you reminded me when we were talking about the Home Office, that was the last podcast you and I did together, there are quite a lot of deductions that I think people aren't aware of. And of course, if they follow the tax schedule, they'll learn about them. But just for the listeners saying, you know, just remember, these are the things that you can actually legitimately deduct for tax purposes.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about employed individuals. The number one deduction for them is retirement annuity contributions or pension fund contributions through their employers. If you get a travel allowance, claiming against your travel allowance, getting a travel deduction, but make sure you keep a logbook. That's really important. Donations to public benefit organizations, that's tax deductible. Unfortunately, outside of those, medical aid is no longer really tax deductible. It's just a credit that you get. But if you earn rental income, if you earn commission, if you as a primary income or you earn independent contracting income, then you can obviously claim expenses that you use in trade. But you will need to use the help of a bookkeeper or a bookkeeping platform in order to do those returns. So those are the more common deductions for individuals.
I think it's important that we know what we can deduct. But I want to say thank you to both of you. I mean, hopefully that's just raised awareness for everyone that it is the tax filing season. So please go. Do not leave it till the last minute and go and land up paying a whole lot of money. I was just actually thinking about the cost of tax. You said it was 299 Rand. That is the same price as missing your tax return. You know what I mean? So just go pay that money. Rather give it to text him then to SARS. Get your documents in on time. And if you're really, really anxious and nervous or you've got very complicated tax, go find yourself a tax specialist.